Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing,
fiesta,
romancing,
siesta,
samba,
la bamba,
ay
caramba, disguises,
disguises,
surprises,
surprises,
and pies of
all sizes. Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
Penelope's back today, folks. Some women just can't get enough of me.
Nice doggy. Mustn't chomp the kitty cat. Nice doggy.
Floyd, you saved my life.
Floyd, I've seen this one 50 times now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I could show you the one where Garfield and I parodied Indiana Jones. It was called Rodents of the Lost Ark.
You showed me that twice on our wedding night. Floyd, I'm sick of you sitting around the house all day waiting for Garfield to call.
Hey, Garfield is my friend.
If he were your friend, he'd have you on the show more than once a season.
Hey, I'm lucky. He hadn't had Binky the Clown on for 3 years.
Go! Tell your friend if he can have that stupid puppy on every week, he can find a pot for you.
But April, honey. All right, I'll ask him.
I gotta cook the drapes. No, I gotta wash the drapes and cook my shirt. No, I gotta iron the meatloaf. No, iron the shirt. That's it. Iron the shirt and wax the garbage. No!
Huh? John's Aunt Prunella's coming to visit. He wants to make a good impression.
Oh. Hi, Garfield.
Taking lessons from Normal Floyd?
Oh, sorry.
Wait a minute, what are you doing here? You're not in this episode. Garfield, John, Odie, Aunt Prunella. Nope, no mice.
Yeah, I know that, Garfield. I was just wondering, that is my wife. Well, let me put it this way. Can't you find something for me to do on the show this week? How about a walk-on?
How about a walk-off? Here's John's Aunt Prunella.
How come I didn't get a chance to audition for that role?
You're a male. You're also a mouse.
That's right. Typecast me.
Aunt Prunella!
About time you answered the door. I've been standing here with these heavy suitcases. Aren't you going to invite me in?
Yes, come in, please.
What a mess this place is. And that atrocious wallpaper. And tell me, John, who suffers from a bad back?
You do, Aunt Prunella.
Then why am I still standing?
I'll get you a chair.
And a lemonade with fresh lemons and 3 ice cubes.
You know, I can do other things besides comedy, too.
Floyd.
Do you remember the movie Of Mice and Men? I was in that. I played mice.
Floyd, there's nothing on the show for you this week. I'm sorry.
You're sorry? Okay, I'll go. Just remember this moment, Garfield, because the day will come when you will beg me to do this show, and you know what? I won't be available. I'll be working for Disney or somebody.
Who's he kidding? Disney's up to here with mice under contract.
I said 3 ice cubes, not 4. And where are my favorite cookies? I hate ginger snaps. I want raisin cookies. What are you serving me for dinner?
Well, I thought meatloaf.
You are not serving me meatloaf.
No, I didn't think I was. What would you like?
Well, I'll have 8 ounces of filet mignon, medium to medium rare, a 1-pound baked potato with sour cream and chives, cream spinach, and freshly ground Brazilian coffee.
Right away, Aunt Prunella.
Odie, you know what she's doing? Me.
What a terrible dinner. What do you do for a living again, Johnny?
I'm
cartoonist.
A cartoonist? When are you going to get a real job?
Would you excuse me for one moment, Aunt Prunella? That woman! Garfield, I can't ask her to leave, but...
Say no more. The cat's on the job. I'll give her the super deluxe unwanted guest annoyance treatment.
This is the worst looking chocolate cake I've ever seen. But it'll do.
Whee! What an annoyance that cat is. I wouldn't blame you if you left right now, Aunt Prunella.
Nonsense! He was right. I shouldn't eat chocolate cake. With that cat around, I may be able to stick to my diet. I may hang around longer than I'd planned.
Oh, boy.
Little kitty, you decided to serenade me with the bagpipes. How did you know I was half Scottish?
I don't know. Must be your uncanny resemblance to the Loch Ness Monster. Take that, and that, and one of these.
What is going on here?
Garfield and Odie are having another mud pie war. They do this every night, and I can't stop them. The only way to get away from it is to move out. Hint, hint.
You know, they say mud is supposed to do wonders for the skin. Maybe I'll try it for a few months.
Months? Aunt Prunella, isn't there anything that bothers you? Anything?
No. Well, mice, of course. But you don't seem to have any of those disgusting creatures around.
Mice? How about that? We found a role on the show for Floyd today after all. Let's see if we can find him. There's a restaurant around here where all the mouse actors hang out.
Yo, Ed, can we have some more cheese dip down here? Anyway, like I was saying, I'm on the Garfield show.
Sure you are.
I am.
I watch it all the time. I never seen you.
Floyd!
Yeah! Garfield, what are you doing here?
I need you. Will you do the show again, please?
Well, I'll have to think about it. I thought about it. I'll do it. The answer is yes. When do I work?
Right now. Come on.
See?
Oh! A mouse! Get it away! Get it away! I am never coming back! Help!
Ooh, boogity, boogity, boogity. Ooh!
Garfield, you got rid of her.
What?
Don't thank me. Thank Floyd here.
Hey, you want to thank me? Have me on the show more often.
I'll think about it. Okay, I thought about it. The answer's yes.
Sugar or two?
Decisions, decisions, decisions. Do I have to do everything around here? Two.
Hey, Orsonio, Lanolin says to go milk the cow. Did you hear what I said, Ors? Lanolin wants you to go milk the cow. Orson? Orson? Yoo-hoo! Earth to Orson! Hello! Attention, Orson! Message for Orson Pig! Hello, Orson! Orson, Martians have landed! They all look like jars of sauerkraut, and they've destroyed every even-numbered zip code on the planet! We're all doomed! Doomed, I tell ya! Nothing. True crime tales. No wonder. When Orson's reading detective stories, the rest of the world goes away. Well, I think it's time someone taught Piggo here a lesson. And I think I know just how to do it. Booker, where are those old shoes the farmer threw out?
In the trash can.
Thank you. Oh, I am so rotten.
Here, bossy. There you go. What's the matter? You never saw a cow wearing shoes before?
Boy, that was a good book. I wonder what time it is. Oh, no! I promised Lanolin I'd milk the cow hours ago. It's okay. I can do it now, and she'll never know the difference. Somebody stole the cow. Bossy! Bossy, where are you? Bossy!
Nice cow. Quiet cow.
Bossy, you in there? You couldn't be in there. Why did I even look in there?
Hey, like, uno problemo, Orson?
Someone stole our cow.
What an utter disaster, man. Like, what are we gonna do?
This looks like a job for...
Detective Sergeant Orson, I'm going to investigate.
Like, wait a second, dude. I'll be your partner.
Good. We'll start a full-scale investigation right away. Oh, thanks for the coats.
Don't worry, there's no problem. It's my extreme pleasure.
This is the farm. It's a nice place to live if you don't mind watching where you walk. Most folks here are honest, except for every other episode when my brothers show up. When folks start stealing cows, though, that's when I go to work. My name's Orson. I'm a pig. 6:35 p.m. It was a dark evening. I was working the farm watch out of the cattle division. That's my partner, Bo Sheep. Bossy the cow was missing, and all we had to show for it were a few sets of fresh footprints. Looks like three men with big feet. No other prints around.
But if that's true, then...
This is going to be harder to solve than I thought. We don't know anyone who wears shoes. Come on.
Orson, I was wondering...
I'm going to have R&I run an FBI ID while the DA puts out an APB on the CTs.
CTs?
Yeah, that's police talk for cow thieves. Let's go. 6:35 p.m. My partner and I interrogated a chicken who lived near the barn. It was just a hunch, but it was better than nothing. Thank you, ma'am. We appreciate your cooperation. Read back what she said, Lieutenant Sheep.
Buck, bacaw, buck, buck. Buck, buck, bacaw, buck, buck, bucky, buck, bacaw. Oh, wait. Then she went back and changed bacaw, buck, buck to buck, buck, bacaw.
As I suspected, she's changing her story. Let's go look for more suspects. One other thing. That pen you're writing with?
What about it?
It should be a pencil. 6:35 p.m. We interrogated a horse for 55 minutes before one of us realized that horses don't talk. Another dead end. 6:35 p.m. We stopped for lunch. I don't mind telling you, this one's got me stumped, mister.
Horse? I mean, Sarge? I was wondering about those footprints.
This has got to be the work of a gang. We know there are at least three of them. One other thing, Lieutenant. That sandwich I just had, the ketchup on it?
Yeah, what about it?
It should have been mustard. 6:35 p.m. I noticed that my watch had been stopped for some time now. 20 minutes later, our first breakthrough. A Wade duck was acting very suspicious. What do you know about the cow?
What cow?
The cow in the barn.
I just went by the barn. There's no cow in there.
We know there isn't.
Then why do you ask me about it?
We want to know who took it.
Probably, this is just a wild guess on my part, a cow thief.
We were getting no place in a hurry. Finally, we decided to resort to drastic measures. My partner brought in the flashlight. All right, duck, I've heard enough of this. Give him the flashlight.
Oh, no, not the flashlight. Stop, stop. I cannot take it any longer. I confess, whatever it is, I did it, or if I didn't do it, I'll go do it just so I can be guilty of that, too.
Over the next hour or so, I'm not sure, my watch is broken. Wade Duck confessed to 173 offenses, including wearing wax lips out of season, impersonating a spatula, and putting lettuce and tomato on a corned beef sandwich. But not a word about the missing cow. We moved on to our next witness.
And then I ate the middle part of some bread without eating the crust. Oh, I'm so ashamed. And then I phoned information for numbers I could have looked up myself. Oh, lock me up and throw away the key.
Still 6:35 on my watch. We had a talk with Booker Chick.
No, nothing out of the ordinary.
You're sure of this, are you? No odd visitors in the neighborhood?
Only weird thing I've seen lately is Roy fishing shoes out of the trash can.
Mm-hmm, I see. Well, if you come up with anything else, please get in touch with us.
That bit about the shoes reminds me, man.
There are three thieves out there, and we're going to catch them.
No, that's what you deduced here, and it's wrong.
You're the one who's wrong. Three crooks. Let me show you. See? One set, two, three. And they were all wearing boots at the time.
One set of footprints is missing, man.
What do you mean one set is missing? Whose footprints are missing?
The cows.
My trusty lieutenant had an interesting point. Where were the cows' prints?
They like the way I figure it. You don't have three guys' prints here. You have one guy plus a cow wearing shoes.
A cow wearing shoes?
Uh-huh.
That's ridiculous. It's silly. It's embarrassing. It's the only answer.
And remember what Booker said earlier?
Only that Roy had taken a lot of old shoes from trash and... Come on. Why didn't you point this out sooner?
Like, you wouldn't let me, man.
There it is. Roy's coop.
This is the way we milk the cow. We milk the cow. We milk the cow. Hi, guys. Still reading those detective novels, Orson?
Roy.
Hold it, Orson. You were the one who was too busy with some detective novel to milk the cow. I've done it for you. See?
The rooster dude's right, Orson.
So I can't arrest him?
Well, he did steal the cow.
For a good cause.
This one's a toughie. I think we should hold a trial, man.
A week ago Thursday, trial was held in Barnyard Court No. 71, in and for the citizens of the farm. In a moment, the results of that trial. The suspect was found guilty of unlawful possession of a moo cow. In light of his explanation that it was a practical joke, the jury voted a special, appropriate punishment.
Justice isn't pretty.
So, what do you want to do tonight, Penelope?
I don't care, Garfield, just so long as we do it together.
I thought we might go to the drive-in.
Another Kung Fu Creatures movie.
You got it. But this is an educational one. It's got subtitles. And, oh, quick, we gotta hide.
It's just a van. Garfield!
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Garfield, what was that all about?
That's the van from the animal shelter. Look. They cruise around to find stray cats, and when they find one, they catch it and take it in.
No cats around here.
What do they do to a cat when they catch one?
Trust me, you don't want to know.
Oh, Garfield, you saved me. I want to take you home to meet Mama.
Mama? I don't know about that, Penelope.
Hello, Garfield, mon chéri.
Oh, hi, Lorelai. Lorelai, let me introduce...
Oh, my sweet, wonderful Garfield. It is so good to see you again. Oh, you are so handsome.
Well, you're not exactly stuffed cabbage yourself there, Lorelai.
But you are, how you say, so masculine, so macho.
So true.
So taken.
Oh, right. Lorelai, this is...
Penelope!
Right, Penelope. Penelope, this is Lorelai.
Oh, she is so cute, Garfield. Oh, your niece, perhaps.
I'm his date. Tell her, Garfield.
Well, I was gonna...
You see, like he said, I'm his date and he's taking me to a movie tonight. Come on, Garfield, take me to a movie tonight.
Yes, I hope you enjoy your last date.
Okay, two adults and two kids in the back. Thank you. Two adults in the front, three kids in the back. Thank you. One adult in the front, two cats on the roof. Thank you.
Can you hear now?
Everything's fine.
No, not everything. Ah, here it comes.
Rats!
I'll get the next one.
Another cat? That's it. I'm calling the animal shelter.
Oh, they must be here someplace. Garfield is too cute to be wasted on that common one.
Hello, animal shelter. This is a drive-in over here on Fremont. The place is crawling with cats. You're right. Send a truck right over.
Oh, isn't this romantic, Garfield?
Mm-hmm.
Just you and me and the kung fu creatures. I really would like to take you home to meet Mama.
Mama? Excuse me. I need to go get a soda and a hot dog and maybe some of those candy things that stick to your back teeth for months.
Hurry back, Garfield. That is, if you're coming back.
I wish she'd stop saying that word, Mama. When a woman wants you to meet her mother, she's getting way too serious about you joining the family.
Oh, we may it again, my Garfield.
Lorelei.
I thought perhaps you might have something you wanted to ask me.
Yes. Which way is the refreshment stand? Never mind. I smell chili fries.
Now, I will tickle you under the chin.
Lorelei, no, not that. That always drives me crazy. Oh, she's got me. Oh, I'm guacamole in her hands.
Ooh. Garfield! Garfield!
Ooh.
Garfield!
Oh, Lorelei. Lorelei.
Which chin would you like to be tickled under next?
Any of them. Wait. Stop! I'm on a date with someone, and it isn't you.
Garfield!
Don't Garfield me. I'm here with Penelope. Penelope!
Oh, these kittens. Someday, I will find myself a real cat.
Penelope! Penelope! Where could she have gone?
I thought Garfield was something special. And I thought he thought I was something special. And I thought that he thought that I thought that... Wait a minute. I thought... Oh!
Well, that's one.
Garfield, help!
Penelope? Oh, no. The animal shelter guy's got her. Ooh, I need a brilliant idea and I need it in a hurry. Hey, there. That's where they project the movie for the drive-in from.
Garfield!
Cut your yelling. We'll be back at the shelter in 5 minutes. What's going on? I can't see. Help! Kung Fu creatures are attacking me. Help! Help!
Garfield!
Coming! I know. Come on, I'll walk you home.
Really? That French cat meant nothing to you?
Nothing at all, honest.
Well, since you saved me, now you have to meet Mama.
Mama? Oh, gee, Penelope, you're awfully nice and all, but I...
Here we are, Mama's Pizzeria.
Pizzeria?
Sure, didn't I ever tell you this is where I live?
Oh, Penelope, you and your friend, you have a pizza or two, see?
Garfield, what's wrong?
Tickle me, right under here.
Like this?
Ooh, ooh. Yes, oh, I love it, yes. This is the happiest I've ever been in my life.